This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Laser, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In our next Andy Griffith Show episode, we're looking at A Medal for Opie. It was aired on February the 12th, 1962, written by David Adler and directed by Bob Sweeney. This is one of my favorite episodes because I think Opie, Ron Howard, just does a great job of acting. And I used to show portions of this in a class of mine to talk about sportsmanship. Or as the PC term today is, sporting behavior. But the scene, or this episode, opens up in the courthouse with Barney talking about putting in an application for a raise, and then talk goes on about Andy telling Barney we need to get the applications ready for Boys' Day. Again, this is shows a little bit of the times, because today it would certainly be Children's Day or Boys and Girls Day, and it's really like a field day. It's the way it was set up in Mayberry. And Barney gets real excited, says he can't wait to start, and he pulls his gun out and says, ready, set, and fires the gun into the ceiling. And again, there's a recurring thing that happens throughout the Andy Griffith Show where Barney fires his gun, and just as funny as Andy takes his gun and puts it in the top right-hand drawer of his desk. The next scene, we see a bunch of young boys lined up at Andy's desk, and they're registering for Boys' Day, and there's a cute little scene here when it comes Opie's time. Andy pretends he doesn't know him for a while, and they start talking about Opie saying how much he wants to win a medal, and of course Barney, who knows how to do everything, talks about how he won his medal in the exact same event, and tells Opie he'll help him train, and they talk about being, Barney said they used to call him Barney the Rabbit, and then Andy makes a joke, says, oh, here, Peter Cottontail, let's see how quickly you can cover this floor with the broom. And of course, Barney wasn't too happy with that. Well, the next scene, it shows Barney training Opie, and he starts out with the jump rope. And I always like this scene where Barney actually, with his back to the road, starts jumping the jump rope. And he says a little rhyme, goes, my mother, your mother lives across the way. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they say, ick-a-back-a soda cracker, ick-a-back-a-boo, ick-a-back-a soda cracker, out goes you. And I've never heard that anywhere except on the Andy Griffith Show. And while Barney is doing that, A gentleman rides up behind him in a truck and sees him and jokingly says, hey, you want to come to my house and play jacks later? And Barney gets mad, of course. Then they show Barney on a bicycle as Opie runs along, and again Barney's still training him, and we see Barney get really tired later, and Opie's ready to keep going. And then a funny scene on the front porch where Barney's down on his back and he's got his legs up in the air, and Andy sits on his legs, and they're talking about it being an exercise, and Barney tells Andy, get up, you're breaking my leg. I just think that's hilarious. And so again, Opie starts to get his hopes up to win this medal. And one of my favorite parts of this particular episode is the dream sequence here, where Opie dreams winning the medal in front of these large crowds, and he shows himself. He's got medals, so many medals on the front of his shirt, he has to pin one on his back. And then Opie wakes up, and he is so cute because he looks around to see if there's any medals on him, and then he even looks on his back because that's what his dream was about. So again, we're building up in this episode to Opie getting his hopes up to win a medal. And so then we're out at the actual race event, and Andy and Barney are out there, and Andy's doing a little bit of talking, and then he hands it over to Barney, who gives instructions on how they're going to start the race.
Now, boys, as Sheriff Taylor has said, I will be the official starter, and this is the official starting gun. Now, you may not run until the gun is fired. Now, when I pull the trigger, the gun will fire, and then you may run. But wait until the gun is fired. I will pull the trigger, and you will then hear a shot. That means...
All right, listen.
And then Barney says, tells them they're going to hear the gun, and he fires the gun right in Andy's ears. And then you see the four boys line up for the race event. And notice when they're lining up, Opie is the only boy wearing long sleeves. I don't know if this was done for any particular reason, or maybe long sleeves may make him look slower, but just notice that Opie's the only one wearing long sleeves in this race. Well, after the race starts, Opie finishes last, and he's very dejected. He doesn't talk to anybody, and he goes on home. In the next scene, we see Andy and Aunt Bee coming in, and you have a real touching scene here where Andy's trying to talk to Opie, and Opie's really being a sore loser, a bad loser, and to send scene ends with Andy telling Opie he's disappointed, and you can really see the disappointment in Opie when he finds out his dad's disappointed in him. And again, I think this just shows the acting skills of young Ron Howard at this time to be able to pull off all of this. In the next scene, we see Barney in the courthouse talking to Andy, and he feels bad. He feels like he's helped Opie get his hopes up, and then he didn't win. And so Barney wants to try to help out in some way, so he decides the next time that Opie comes to the courthouse that he'll throw a fake temper tantrum about not getting his raise. So Barney walks out of the courthouse, and Opie comes in, and there's, again, another touching scene between father and son where Andy explains how to accept winning and losing. And again, they show the childlike side of Opie. He says he doesn't understand why you have to be a good loser. And again, I think that's something to be tough for any kid that age to understand. And Andy does a good job of explaining that. And right when everything's explained, of course, Barney's peeping in through the window, comes in and throws a fake tantrum. Again, what I like as an actor, you got Don Knotts here who's acting, and now he has to act like he's throwing a fake tantrum, and he does such a good job because you can tell that's not the way Barney would normally react. So again, that's an actor acting, and I know that sounds sort of weird, but that's what he's doing. And Opie just walks out of the courthouse and says, you know, I'm leaving, you're a sight, talking to Barney because Barney's acting so badly. And Barney's all proud of himself and how he's helped, you know, to teach Opie a lesson and help him learn something. And then Andy hands him the real letter saying that Barney had been turned down for his raise, and Barney throws a real tantrum, and Andy starts to leave. Barney says, where are you going? He says, well, for a mature human being, you're a sight. So Andy walks out. So the final scene, we see Barney. He's counting his money, and the scene opened. This whole episode opened up with Barney talking about how he has very little money at the end of the month, and so he's wanting to go out on a date with Juanita, and he's short on money, and he calls Juanita, and he's trying to talk her into staying home and eating TV dinners and watching television. Well, as he's doing this, Opie comes in, and he's got a cash register bank, and he's just putting money in, and all of a sudden it dawns on Barney that maybe he can get Opie to loan him some money or give him some money so he can afford to take Juanita out. Well, the whole scene goes awry when Opie thinks that Barney's inviting him to dinner, and Opie invites Andy. Andy calls Aunt B, and Aunt B's invited some other people to go to dinner, and you can see the frustration on Barney's face. He's now thinking he might have to treat a whole gang of people out to a Chinese dinner. So again, another cute episode, another lesson learning episode where you know, the kid Opie is taught about good sporting behavior or having being a good loser. So again, I love these kind of episodes because they have some really touching and dramatic moments, and they have funny scenes in it as well. And again, that's I think the crux of the Andy Griffith Show, what made it so popular and continues to make it so popular. All right, so the trivia question for this particular episode: we know that Opie lost the race. Now the question is, what was the kid's name who won the 50-yard dash? What was the name of the young boy that won the 50-yard dash? If you think to know the answer, you can email it to me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the website burkonmayberry.com, and there you'll find, beside episode 55, in parentheses, the answer to the boy's name who won the 50-yard dash. If you have any other questions or comments you'd like to make about Burke on Mayberry, again, I enjoy getting your emails. Please keep them coming. Don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.